Here's an interesting one for you. We do like a bit of online shopping, don't we? And we do like to glance at the reviews and, you know, try and inform some of our decisions when we're making purchases. But have you ever used AI to help with your shopping? Apparently, we are doing this now more than ever. And it's actually benefiting the sites that we buy from. Well, Fevzi Turkalp is the editor of GadgetDetective.com, hosts the Gadget Detective podcast and joins us now. Is this something you're probably noticing as well, Fevzi? Morning to you.
Good morning. Yeah, noticing it and doing it myself. It's a useful tool, but we have to be a bit careful with it, I think.
Oh, okay. And what makes you say that, and what do we need to be careful about them?
So you can think of it like a knowledgeable shop assistant, but some shop assistants, you know, might not have your best interests at heart, you know, so you have to think about who taught the AI and who benefits from what it's doing. So the in my view, the correct way to use it is to shortlist products. Don't just click through and buy it, because it may have an incentive to direct you to a particular product, or it just may not consider everything that it needs to. So it's a good starting point, but I really wouldn't just blindly hand it your wallet. You know, you should no more hand it your wallet than you would a shop assistant.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And is there certain products that perhaps this might work better for or not?
I think it's useful where there's a lot of complicated criteria. So before AI, we'd use Google for this, and we'd just use keywords like, you know, washing machine or whatever. But now you might say washing machine with a heat pump that fits into my particularly narrow space. And you can just say that in English. And, it, you know, if it does its job well, it will take those things into account. So it will potentially save you a lot of time and energy in trying to achieve that shortlist. But you still need to go and look at things like, well, what is the quality of that retailer? How does their warranty work? You know, are the reviews genuine? All these sorts of things that you should also bear in mind before you make a purchase. So even if you've got the right product, it may not be the right retailer.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because now you sort of see it on Google and others when you put stuff into the search. The AI overview comes up at the top. And as you said, you have to be mindful not to just take everything at the top as your sort of final say on the matter, don't you? Do you think that's in that first?
Yeah, no, it's very important. And also you've got to realise that just like companies have been gaming Google for years, you know, what they call search engine optimization, how to get your website at the top when someone searches for a particular keyword. Now the advertising market is going to hell, because if people are not essentially making their own buying decisions, but they're relying on chatbots to guide them to a particular product and then they just click through, the companies that need to sell things are moving their advertising budgets and trying to find ways to either game or incentivize, you know, ChatGPT or Perplexity Pro or Google Gemini into recommending their product. And that might be as simple as paying them to do it. And are those companies going to be transparent that when they recommend a product for you, you know, as I said, who taught them and who benefits? You need to know the answer to that question before you trust the advice. So when 6 out of 10 people say they trust the advice, that worries me a little bit. It's a good starting point, but try using two different AIs and see if you get completely different recommendations. That's, you know, you can do that for free. Take you 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's a top tip, Fevzi. Thank you for coming on. Fevzi Turkalp there, the editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast.